and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror. Your every wish is our command, your every whimsical desire brought to life. But I'm warning you, there's always a price. Welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of the Kurt and Jeff Show. This is another one of our special editions. This is the second part of the tarot card readings that Barbara the Grey Witch gave us. This time it's just going to be my tarot card readings, so we did Jeff's last week, so we hope you enjoy it. We'll talk to you guys later.
I want to see what you get.
Oh, I'm telling you. Surprised the cards didn't catch on fire when I touched them.
You're going to get a brand baby teeth fast.
Oh.
You're going to knock up a hooker, or your daughter's going to get knocked up.
You love her? What's that? All right, that was a very good one. That was a very good one.
Tycycle Jen's going to trap you. You're going to knock her up.
Stay away from that
one. Oh, yeah, I've learned my lesson with her.
That's probably right in the middle of the car.
Well, there's love and hell. Oh.
Just because you do things for a woman does not make you pussy whipped.
Yeah.
You know what my ex-husband used to say when he worked down at County City and all the cops would come in and they would be bitching about their wives on PMS. And during that time, and my husband, I was 20 years older than my husband, so hey, I don't have PMS, I'm going through menopause, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one morning, I was in the restaurant, and I was working in the kitchen area, and I heard him say this to the cops. He said, PMS is for pussies. Mm-hmm. He says, I wake up every morning, look death in the eye, and say, yes, dear.
That's not petting Gabby unless she gets me with her paw.
Oh,
no. Now she's just licking.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give him a kiss? Give him five, Gab.
There he goes.
Give me five. That's good. That's good, girl. She's like, where's my bacon?
No. Love you. You love me? No. Keep your eye on the bacon. I can't put it on your nose.
Oh.
Well, you're getting kind of, you didn't even chew that. You swallowed it whole. No. You wallered and swallowed. And that was it. This is not yours because that's Sissy's. Sissy, where's Sissy at? This is Sissy's. You can't have sissies. You go in and get some dry food. You got plenty of dry food out there. I can't put this on your nose. I can't put it on your nose. Yeah. Sissy probably still eating hers. Who knows?
You don't get it.
She just gulped and swallowed it. Okay. Let's find you. Where are you at? You are the page. And over you is a woman who thinks that she is the empress. Not only that.
Sorry, I already know who it is.
You're dealing with two people here. You're dealing with two different women. Here and here. And one, you see this in your first house? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
You see the little black kitty sitting down her feet?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, one of them's a witch. And it's not me. Be very scared. Okay, so one that you're dealing with the Empress, and one you're dealing with who is a witch. You didn't know that, did you? You had an idea that she was a witch? It says here that you have two decisions, two changes, and from that it says, one, two, three, 3 golden opportunities with each change. Yeah, here too. 2 decisions, 2 changes, 3 golden opportunity. It says that your time and change began during the time of the summer solstice, June 21st, and will pick up momentum in the time of Leo. It says now, it says, even though that you shall be victorious, it says that you have to be careful. Oh. You have to be careful. We'll hold off for a while you have to be careful. Maybe before you go to see these women, they should tell you that maybe you should be going to the drugstore. I'm not kidding you. Did you see that? See the little birdie?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever plan on having another child?
No. No. One's enough.
Well, we know...
That I know of.
We know... Excuse me. I mean, I know that this is... I don't mean to be personal, right. But we know that you're not sterile.
No.
And you know that when a woman says that she's on birth control, that she's you lying. Shouldn't always take her advice. I can't do what she says. And you know also, in this day and age, I'm going to talk to you like I'm your mom. You do not have unprotected sex because you don't know where she's been. And you don't know what you can catch.
Where I've been, what she can catch.
Well, you can get it from you, too.
Right.
Right here. Because this cannot be your daughter. Mm-hmm. This is not your daughter. So you don't worry about that. And how old is your daughter now?
15. Going to be 16 in October.
Well, maybe you should worry about your daughter. Maybe you should, you know. But it says here, you're to be careful. Very careful. It says that your first decision shall fall between now and the time, the fall equinox, September 22nd. The second one, it says, won't fall until the time of the, let's say, between the time of the 1st of November and to the time of the winter solstice, which would be December 21st, when November is at your right time. It says that money shall come to you in 4 different directions and possibly more. It says for some reason, even though that you haven't told anybody lately, it says that you've been worried like a big dog. It says there's been times that you have been concerned and times that you have felt very claustrophobic. And it says also times that not these people here and not some of the people that know, but it says that you worried about people that are the powers that be are putting the screws to you here. There's some people that you feel are putting the screws to you, and it says it's been an uphill battle for you. Now it says that you're getting to the point where you're sick of it, you know, and it says at times that you sometimes do a lot of talking to yourself. Trying to mull this over in your head. It says here, you must be very careful because it says that people, outside people are plotting. They're plotting. And I know, all kidding aside, I have to say to you, which one of these women do you care about the most?
What do you mean? Probably...
The Empress.
Empress, yeah.
She have light-colored hair?
Kinda.
She has light-colored hair when she dies?
Yeah.
Okay. Kinda. Okay. Okay. And so how old is she?
33.
And how old is the witch?
I would guess 29. Might be 35 here. I think 35.
Okay, which one has asked you to move in with her?
The Empress.
Well, then that's the one that's going to get pregnant. The one that's asked you to move in with her. How do you feel about that? Scared?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want no more kids.
How long have you known the Empress?
7 years, 8 years.
How many children does she have?
None.
Well, she will now. Of course, that would make her very happy, you know. Did you know that? Even though she might say that she doesn't want to get pregnant or whatever. I mean, she's not taking anything to prevent it. She must think that she can't get pregnant. Is that it?
She tells me she was taking stuff.
Well, then maybe so. But the thing is, you got to remember, if she's on a birth control, and if she takes an antibiotic of any kind, it doesn't work sometimes up to 5 days. I wonder if she knows that. Because a lot of women don't.
She takes happy pills or whatever.
Yeah.
She takes happy pills.
Yeah, she's like mentally disturbed.
Well, that's an
antibiotic. That'll fuck up the birth control, too.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
She's mentally disturbed.
Yeah.
She's psycho.
What's wrong with her? Huh? She's psycho?
Yeah. She's psycho.
Well, this is what I would tell you. I don't know if you're seriously thinking about moving in with her. Now, this is the reason I'm asking you the questions, because I'm thinking about that you are a collector. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things that you have that you collect are extremely valuable. She's this woman. If she gets angry with you, she's going to destroy what you have. I would not take any of my valuables into that area because, I mean, she'll cut them up, rip them up, because she throws temper tantrums.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm... Because, see, this is what it tells me. First, you're victorious, and then there's her, and one of the decisions is going to be about her, and it says, and then you're going to get stabbed in the back, and it's going to be about finance. And that's why I'm thinking... The only thing I'm thinking about, because I don't know all that you collect, but I know that you're collecting your comic books and how valuable that they are. And if you took your stuff over into her place, how would it be to trust her? I don't think it would.
No. Nope. Like I said, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I'm smart enough about that. They would always stay at my dad's house or in a storage unit that I only had access to.
Let me introduce you to one of my girlfriends, okay? You know?
Yes, please do.
I'm serious. Let me introduce you to one of my girlfriends. I'm serious.
I'm not picky.
You tell me, like, what you want them to look like, and all my girlfriends and the women that I read for, I mean, they've all got really good jobs, and they're really stable, and they own their own homes, and they're not up to their asshole in debt, and they're educated, you know? Okay,
yeah.
So they're not psycho. You know, you don't want to be going with a psycho woman. You know, it scares me because, I mean, when she stabs you. But I'm thinking, see, because this is what she's going to do.
She's already done it once.
Mm-hmm.
She stabbed you?
She got a restraining order on me.
For 2 years?
2 years.
Well, why?
Said I was stalking her.
Then what are you doing hanging around her again?
That's what we ask.
That's what I want to
know. That's what we say. That's
piece of ass, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't even that good of a piece of ass.
No.
Yeah, because he done her tail.
Yeah.
That's it.
He really just threw you under the bus.
What's her birthday?
January 5th, I think. Yeah, January 5th.
Capricorn. Focused. Stubborn. Got blinders on. Only can see what she wants to see.
Oh, so, God, yes.
So it says no. Says no. Okay, and I don't know who this woman is over here that is the Queen of Wands, but she comes across as a nice person. I don't know if you're that interested, but she definitely is a witch here. And I don't know if she's a light witch or dark witch, I don't know. But it says that she carries the sign of the summer month, so she has to be then Cancer, Leo, Virgo, or Libra. That's your summer months. So, or it could be in a rising sign or moon, and then there you'd be screwed because you wouldn't know anyway. It says, pick up your stuff and run away. It's telling you, pick up and run, pick up and run. But it says here, I mean, I'm going to find you somebody. That's this. I'm going to find you somebody. But it talks about here, a very powerful person is coming to you too. See, I know it's going to deal with the both of you, and it's going to deal with contracts and a time of looking into the future and seeing where it lies. It says it hasn't been easy for you. Sometimes it's been very hard, but it says now things are going to change. Going into the time of Leo, things are going to change. Okay. you do 6 months here. And where was the other? I thought you'd do more. Well, 6 months right now, then you're going to add to it. 6 months so far. You do 2 years, by the way. You do 2 years. That's all you need.
Well, she got 2 years.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. And you got 2 years.
Awesome.
I know a lot of girlfriends that I'm really telling you, they'd probably pay me to introduce them to you.
I think, well, I'm not picky.
And because, well, you, I want you to be picky because these are nice women. But don't tell them about the melon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, that's, don't
have find that out listening to the podcast.
Don't tell them about the melon.
That disappeared.
You gotta
for
get
a reason.
The melon. Yeah. And some of them are a lot of fun.
Unless, you know, they want to get picky with other kinds of vegetables, and you might be able to bring it up. Just keep it to yourself. And we will never, ever eat a tossed salad.
At your house.
Or fruit.
That's what they do for the Christmas party. Bring a big old bowl of cantaloupe.
Thought about that today, too.
Oh, the Mexicans would be all over the cantaloupe.
God. Well, then just take it and go.
You want me to try and predict anything else before you deal with it?
No, you shut up.
Well, is she a good housekeeper?
No.
No, actually.
Is she a good cook?
No.
What are you doing with her?
She's not a good anything.
She put out.
And that wasn't that good.
No, but, you know, I wouldn't pick
it. Well, when she moved out of the place she was at, the trailer, they had to condemn it, and they pulled how many dead cats out of there?
Are you kidding me?
No,
you're lying to me.
No,
we're not.
Oh, are you nuts?
Yeah, they pulled out like 6 or 7 dead cats in there. She had to just keep them.
And she had like over 30.
Is she the bitch who was on television about all the dead cats?
No, that wasn't.
No.
She had opened up her bedroom window and had a ladder up there so the cats could come and go through her house. Trash up to your knees. I mean, they had to go in there with. They filled up 3 of them big dumpsters like they got down the road here with trash out of her house. She was clean when she was with me. I mean, she'd come over to my apartment. She would wash the dishes, wash her clothes.
That's because that was your apartment. Yeah. She did let everything go at hers.
Yeah, she let everything go at hers, but my place, she was clean. I had no problem.
She didn't get scared.
She would cook, and then she would just leave the food out, and the cats would jump up on the counter.
Eat the food and lick it and stuff. She'd come back in, warm it back up, and eat it.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah!
The hell you doing, Kurt? There she is again.
Oh, dude, you're fucked, man.
No, you're so fucked. I don't know. No,
we need to get you on pills, too.
You're drawing 3/4 of a year. Might as well give you a full year. Power, you're drawing a year.
Good.
It talks about a new love coming into your life, and it's going to be guided to you. It says, even though lately that you have been wavering back and forth on a new idea. It says that this idea, it says that dealing with the emperor. Mm-hmm. It says here that this idea will come to full fold. It says during the time in September, close it probably to the fall equinox. Now it says, you see this near? Is there here? Mm-hmm. It says, run away. Okay, run away. Okay. It says now, it says no time to celebrate, but to move quickly. In the finance that you make now, it says it will be an uphill struggle, but it says it will work. Some idea that the two of you have, it will work. And it says making your decisions and moving forward is important. Actually, the two of you now, one is known as the Knight of Wands, and the other is known as the King of Wands. And this man over here that shows the Emperor, this is going to be a businessman. This is a businessman, and you're going to be looking at money. Now, and it also says here, you're going to be going west. You're going to be going west. I one of us to Chicago or farther.
Go to west.
You're going to be going west. This guy here is going to make an offer that's going to take you west. In your cards, you were going to be going west, remember?
Yep.
To a land where there are mountains and water. So it says here now, it says, you are also guided by strong forces. You are guided by Tauruses, Scorpios, Aries, and Sagittarians. It says these forces shall push you forward, and the people that are under these signs. Now, it says, make your decisions and move quickly. For a time of celebration, you shall count at least 3 times within this year. Be very quick. Be very careful of what is offered to you. Know what is good and what isn't. It says, do not make the decision without talking to the Knight of Wands. Okay. Now it says here, again, it says it won't be easy, but it says that this offer, it says that will bring you not only celebration, but it will also put your name out there. Oh, excuse me. I don't mean Mr. Yanni's in this room. I know he was in this room. Here's a Mr. Yanni. I have a spirit that makes you yawn and yawn and yawn. It's a wonder you haven't picked it up yet. I'm not tired, but he makes you want to yawn. Actually, we figured it out that it is Mr. Fick, because Mr. Fick came across at one time, and I don't know why he makes you do that, but then he does. Mrs. Fick's husband. Okay. Any questions so far?
Nope.
I got one more time then. So you can get your ass to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabby's passing gas. You do that again, I'm going to kick your ass back.
The little dog did it earlier. He was holding them.
He farted on you?
Oh,
that'll teach you. He does that. You know, try this. And he sleeps on the left side of my bed, so his head is facing that way, his ass is facing me. And I have to
pedal.
Yeah. See? Told you.
Kurt can't smell anything.
I can't smell anything.
You'll taste it later.
Yeah. Okay. You're lucky. There's some aerosol.
Gabby's
in the
ass was this way. So.
There's right in the bathroom. There's some aerosol.
On you getting it too, honey?
Yeah. Give a spray, will you? Whoa. Bad dog, bad dog.
That's like waking up to you in the morning. Thanks, you cut that all over my arm.
You can smell your arm now.
I hate that when she does that. She'd do that in the morning when I'm in the shower. She'll spray that and I feel it rain down on me in the shower. Ah, damn it.
See? Good. You're yawning too.
I have been for the last hour and a half.
Mr. Johnny's in the room.
Probably sitting right in the middle of the table.
It could be. Or she'd move his ass.
Maybe he's one farting.
Oh, God. No, God. Ghost farts. What would that be?
Ghost farts. Farts are the ghosts of what you eat.
Tomorrow I have to go to Elkhart. You live in Elkhart, yes?
Yeah.
So I can give you the address and you can tell me where it's at.
Yeah.
I got to go find this. She sent me a map quest and I've got to go find this address tomorrow. So, because Tuesday's a day I have to be there. But I want to go a day ahead of time and find it so it's like no big surprise on Tuesday when I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Someone requested a baked child.
What? Someone requested a baked
child? I'll have a baked child, please. Because I put down we're making cookies and baking children.
Okay. I was asked one time, do you like children? I said, usually parboil first and then a nice barbecue sauce over an open fire.
Fricasseed like wabbit.
Damn, leave me alone, Mr. Yanni. Go away from me. If you're standing behind me, go get the hell away from me. There's your trip west, too, see? You guys are going to go out west. Something is going to happen, you see, between this money man here, King of Pentacles, this money man, and where was the other one? I said, no, it wasn't. It was this woman here, the high priestess. It says you'll no longer feel like you're trapped. It says actually that this will cut you free. It says it won't come without some hard labor within it. But now we're talking. This is like we're talking money, It says that this year that you shall be successful. It says, at the end of summer, going into the time of the winter, of fall, and then the winter solstice, it says, this will all be offered to you. A time shall come between, it says, between that time, it says, that an offer, you've been thinking about going west, or this is going to be one of your decisions. Now, it says that this will not break your heart. This will not be a disappointment. It says that this will be actual. It says that actually there's going to be really two offers. One shall come from the King of Pentacles and the other shall come from the High Priestess. It also talks about another female coming your way. I was looking for that more than to work, and you were looking for the work. It says this woman that's coming your way. It says that's funny because you like women with light-colored hair. Mm-hmm. But this woman's not going to have light-colored hair. So it says that she won't have light-colored hair, but it says that she shall have light eyes so that she could have darker hair with blue eyes or green eyes and that she should be fair complected. And it says that she shall not hurt you or break your heart, and that you won't feel like you're bound to her, that you're tied down to her. So she's going to let you breathe. She's going to let you do the things that you need to do. Mm-hmm. It says that now don't think that she's a hooker when I say this now, okay? It says that whatever she does, that she's had to study for it, and that she's a trained professional. And it says that she's kind. The only thing that I can see, she has one child, but he's grown. He's grown, so, or almost grown, and it would be a son, that she has a son. And here's another clue that says that he is soldier-like, so he might be in the military. He's soldier-like, okay? Mm-hmm. Says that she's kind and good-natured, and she laughs easy. She's not an idiot either, she laughs easy. And it says she's in her, evidently, according to her cards, she's not up to her ass in debt. She manages her money very well. And she's been alone for some time now, and that her separation, she's not a widow. She's divorced. She's gonna think that you're a genius. Now there we know she's already got a problem. She's going to think that you're a genius in what you do and how you do it. And there isn't anything that you can't tell this woman, you know, that you'll be able to talk very freely with her. So that's...
Maybe no melon secrets. I know.
Oh, my God. Okay. These two men here basically put together the King of Pentacles and the King of Cups. And it says between the two of them, it says that they're going to bring you finance. Now, I don't know if they work together on the same project. Or if one man works on one project and one man works on another, I'm not too sure. It does say the only warning besides the woman that was in your cards. I got to blow my nose. It says that you have two jackals that hide in the thicket. Two jackals hide in the thicket is not good. That means that there's a couple of assholes out there somewhere that could try to pull some shit with you.
Andy.
Well,
I don't know who the second one is. The first one.
Well, one's a male and one's a female.
Psycho.
Two jackals that hide in the thicket. And jackals are not good. And it says that they begin to rear their ugly head even more so. It says during the time of the summer solstice. And they're demanding. And it says that during the time of the full moon, you should really stay away from them. We've just passed to the full moon, now going into the last quarter. But here it is. I'll tell you what. When your cards say that you could possibly have a child, but the one that was up here, run, run. Keep it in your pants. You know, don't touch her. You know, and it's not going to have you having a child with this woman here. Not. See, when I read one way, she's one person, and when I read another, she becomes another person. So, it says here, things are going to be pretty cool for you. You have at least, both of you suffer this, and I think maybe you have at least two nights out of the month. It's either going into the full moon or going out of the full moon that you do not sleep. You can be really tired, but you can't sleep because your body is so energized. You can't imagine what that is because as soon as you sit down, you're out, right?
For the most part. Now, there's been some nights that I can't sleep. I don't know if it's with the full moon. I don't pay attention. But
yeah, it says you're too energized, you know. You're energized by the moon. And the one thing that it told me in every one of your cards, in reading for each one of you, it told me how clairvoyant all three of you are. See? It also told me that... which some of it I knew because, I mean, of knowing of you, but it talked about how much of a struggle it's been for you guys and how hard it's been for you guys to get where you are and to keep what you have, you know? You're not still on probation, are you?
Nope.
Good for you.
All good.
Only guy I knew that ever went to jail for protecting a little dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes. I agree.
Well, you know why? That was because you went up in front of Judge Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And Judge Miller is a fucker. I know him. He's an ass. Jane Miller's husband, Judge Miller. That whole thing should have been thrown out of court.
Mm-hmm.
You should write a book about it. You know.
Oh, we can do the podcast about it.
Do what?
No, do the podcast about it,
yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Good.
Yeah. Oh, we get the whole story out there.
Good for you. Yeah.
Oh, we haven't done it yet.
Yeah, well.
He just kind of touched on why he went to prison and whatnot, but he didn't go into details.
Oh, I think you should talk about it.
I mean, there's people that came forward about her, and it just got all swept under the rug, and she got moved to a different route. But there were people from that entire neighborhood where she's maced all their animals. She's maced them through screens. She's maced cats, not only dogs, but cats. Cat was in the window, and she walked up and maced the cat through the screen. None of it went into court. They just tossed it out, and he told Kirk that he's going to be an example. Send him to prison.
Well, that will be it for this week's edition of the Kurt and Jeff Show. I hope you guys enjoyed this special edition. Make sure you check us out on Facebook and on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitter. We're all over the web. We'll see you guys later. Have fun.